Welcome to Found in Space, a science podcast for kids and teens. We have a wonderful planetary science question from Avery. Is it possible that it can rain on other planets in our solar system? So yes, Avery, we have found rain and lots of different kinds of rain on many different planets in our solar system. And we suspect that exoplanets, so planets beyond our solar system, probably have lots of different kinds of rain as well. So starting off, we see rain on Mars. Now, this is water ice rain. So we could really say that actually this is snow. So let's talk about precipitation, right? Not just rain, but hail, snow, sleet, things that are falling from the atmosphere. And back in the early 2000s, NASA sent a lander called the Phoenix Lander to Mars. It actually detected snow falling from clouds. And this site that it was at was near, not at the North Pole, but we actually see from season to season that the ice caps grow and shrink at the Martian poles. And this snow process may be part of that. Now, back at Mars's distant past, we think that the planet was covered in lots of water, that it had oceans, and it would have had an active water cycle, just like we see here on Earth. And so there would have been a lot of rain at the time. Now, on some of the other planets in our system, we see different kinds of rain. So Venus, we think Venus probably used to have a water cycle just like Earth, and probably had global oceans as well. But today, Venus is a totally different world. It is really, really hot. So the atmosphere is so thick on Venus that it traps a lot of the heat. So it's way too hot for water rain. But we think that there's rain made from sulfuric acid. Now, this would not be good for us, right? So not only is Venus too hot for us, the sulfuric acid would be terrible for living things like us, at least Earth-like life. So if there is life there, it's going to have to be able to survive that sulfuric acid. And Venus has really, really high pressures near the surface. So it would be crushing. It would be like standing at the bottom of the ocean and boiling all at once with sulfuric rain falling down. So those are our nearby planets that have rain. Now, when we think about Mercury and the Moon, they just don't have enough atmosphere. They don't have enough air to have rain. But there are some other places in our solar system that do have thick atmospheres. And a really cool example is Titan. So Titan is Saturn's largest moon. It's actually so big, it's even bigger than Mercury is. And Titan has a very thick atmosphere. It's made mostly of nitrogen, just like Earth's atmosphere, but it's really far away from the sun compared to Earth. So it's really, really cold. So it's way too cold to have a water cycle. It does not rain or snow or hail water on Titan. Instead, it has methane. So here on Earth, methane is pretty much always going to be in a gas state, unless under laboratory conditions we can do, and if we take it into a lab and compress it or freeze it, we can change that. But natural conditions, methane's going to be a gas. But on Titan, it has its own cycle. It's like the water cycle, but instead, the pools and lakes and oceans are made of methane, and they evaporate into the sky, and they condense into methane clouds, which then are able to snow and rain onto the surface of Titan. So it's a liquid, but not the rain we're used to. Nearby in Saturn, but also in Jupiter and Uranus and Neptune, there's another kind of, in this case, we could say rain, maybe hail, that we think, that we theorize is happening deep inside of these planets. And it's that we think it rains diamonds. So these planets have a lot of methane, just like Titan, except methane in the deep layers of these planets starts to get squished. Methane is made from carbon and hydrogen. And when you take carbon and you squeeze it and you squeeze it and squeeze it together to really, really high pressure, it turns into diamonds. This happens deep, deep inside of the Earth. But there's really intense pressures deep inside of these planets as well. But there's nowhere solid like there is inside of Earth. There's just layers and layers of more gas and liquid as it goes deeper and deeper down. And so we think that in these deep layers, where it's also very hot, that the methane and other carbon compounds get squeezed into diamonds, and then they rain down into those lower levels and eventually evaporate. One thing that you hear a lot about is people go, oh, there's diamonds there. There's so many diamonds. We should go and harvest them. The challenge to that is that if you were able to have a spacecraft go that deep into the planet where it's raining diamonds, your spacecraft would get squished too. And it too would be squished into something while you'd be squished into a diamond because you've got a lot of carbon in you too. So you'd have to figure out a way to actually not get squashed to go inside of these planets. All right. So one more cool example of different kinds of rain that we've found, and we'll probably over the next few years find even more kinds of rain. But one more we find on Jupiter, and this is rain, or rather hail, made from ammonia on Jupiter. These are called mush balls. And they're like the balls of hailstones that we get on Earth, but they're a lot bigger. And they're made of layers of ammonia and water ice. And they form in the high layers, the shallow layers of Jupiter's atmosphere. And then they sink down through those layers until they eventually get to a part inside Jupiter where it gets so hot that they melt and evaporate away, but it's made out of ammonia. So these are just a few examples, and we speculate that in other parts of the solar system, we might find different kinds of rain, and that maybe in other solar systems, there might be really strange kinds of rain, like maybe atmospheres that rain iron or other kinds of metal like that, different kinds of exotic rains. Avery, thank you so much for this great question. And thank you so much, everyone, for joining us here on the podcast to learn about space and science together. As always, if you have questions that you would like us to talk about, topics, have your grown-ups send that into the email in the description. And I hope that you have dark skies. And remember to stay curious.